Welcome, welcome to Core Volunteer Training, a program created to help our supporters, especially newer volunteers, connect with each other around the world and empower all of us to achieve our larger goals for climate advocacy. And what I've done is just started a poll, a 5-question poll to initiate all of your feedback. We'd love to hear a little bit more about what brought you to tonight's training and how familiar you are with the website that we'll be exploring, as well as a couple of other connected questions. So you should see a little poll pop up on your dialogue screen as we start here. And as I said, I'm your host, Brett Cease, CCL's Education and Engagement Senior Director. I'm so glad that you've joined us. Lucia and I are going to have a fun time walking you through things tonight. And obviously, we can't do this work without you. So it's likely that for many of you tonight, you've been connected to CCL through an informational session. Maybe you're part of the certificate program. Maybe you're an emerging group leader. Maybe you saw the announcement that this is a training on CCL community and you've been a long-term volunteer and just want to brush up on some of the core skills. Well, however you are arriving tonight, we want to help you jump into action to really take on that next step of your involvement in using our website for your advocacy. So with that, I'd love to obviously just share a little bit more about myself. My name is Brett Cease. I'm CCL Senior Director of Education and Engagement. I use he, him pronouns. I'm located here in Duluth, Minnesota, on traditional lands of the Anishinaabe people. And I've been involved with CCL for over a decade in various roles, starting as a volunteer chapter leader, and then eventually a state and regional coordinator, and now been on the education side of things for about 6-7 years. So I'm so glad wherever you might be joining us that you are part of our journey. And speaking of learning goals tonight, let's just look quickly at what you shared in your poll responses, and we'll see if that aligns with our goals for tonight's training. And then looking specifically at what people are interested in finding out about, how to use specific areas of CCL community lifetime and interact with other volunteers to get involved. And for people's needing the most help, obviously we'll highlight both interacting with your local chapter and trainings and resources, since those seem to be the top vote getters. Our agenda is really straightforward. I'm first going to just briefly engage us in a dialogue around core volunteer training, because I know we've jumped into it. And for a lot of our attendees that are on our summer certificate program, we haven't really talked about this training program overall. We had an excellent webinar last week by Bob Archer about the economics, or I guess 2 weeks ago now. And then we had the conference, but we haven't really outlined the overall program. And then we'll specifically talk about our websites and then have a little Q&A discussion. And then we'll talk about CCL community especially, and really walk through what you can anticipate with that. And then if you are here tonight to be a part of our Emerging Group Leader course after the first hour, I'm happy to stay on and field specific questions about group utilization too of your CCL chapter, if you're a group leader or a chapter admin. So before anything else though, what I'd love to do, what I always love doing kind of in this first session each quarter, is just slowing down and asking the simple question: why are you here? Why do you advocate for climate change? What brought you to the program? What brought you to CCL? People have all sorts of reasons for working on climate change, from, you know, turning their passion or concern into action. Some people are motivated by fear or the concerns for their children's future. Others obviously by their commitment to their family or love, to the larger community that they're a part of. For me, I like to think of our core volunteer training program, which we hold Tuesday evenings, really as 3 equal parts of essential ingredients. We're relational, so we want to help connect you with other climate volunteers in your community and part of our larger network. We're informational, so we specifically want to provide relevant, targeted training that answers your questions and resources that can support you in your advocacy journey. And we're motivational. So we want to inspire you and move you from inaction to action, from despair to hope, from lack of engagement to engagement, you name it. If we've done our job well in this series, we will be relational, informational, and motivational. So just a little bit more about core volunteer training. Lucia is going to put a link in the chat where you can find the overall program in case you haven't already seen this. And this page provides information on each of our 12 or 13 trainings. There's a link to each of their training pages individually. There's connected resources and information about the next live sessions and where you can sign up to be reminded for our weekly training email. And if you just would like to explore any of them, just as a kind of look ahead, you can see here on our summer schedule, the right-hand column on that page specifically reviews all the upcoming training topics week by week on Tuesdays. And then the center part is, say you miss a training live and you just want to have it on your own self-paced timeline, here's where you can go to really find out more about each of those topics. Now, by no means are we expecting you to take and attend all of these to be an effective volunteer. They're more meant to be an appetizer sampler. For our certificate program attendees, we are expecting 9 of these to really be engaging for you, and you can share your reflections in our specific group. But again, know that these are not meant to be taken in any one particular order outside of this one happening early on, just to give you a little bit more of an orientation. You're more than welcome to sample and explore the ones that speak most to you after tonight. All right, so with that, let's talk really quickly about CSales websites and overview. And what I'd like to do is first and foremost ground us in acknowledging that basically our websites have intended audiences, and there's a little bit of a different purpose depending on who they might be, right? So the purpose of Citizens Climate Lobby's public website, which you can see here listed as citizensclimatelobby.org, is that it's designed for the public that aren't already plugged in to the CCL network, and those that are interested in finding out more before really committing or signing up to join CCL. So it has, based on that, the basics of who we are, how we do what we do, why we're focused on the policy solutions that we advocate for. And again, what I'd like to highlight is especially that this homepage that you can highlight here, I'm going to walk through each of them. You can see has an About Us section, a take action section, a section specifically about our climate solution. And each of these has a specific way of understanding a little bit more about CCL. So the About Us section has anything you might be curious about in general about our core values, a little bit more about our founder, the amazing Marshall Saunders, and his history of why he started CCL, our accomplishments, our board, our staff, any financial information that you might be curious about, you know, where CCL gets its money. And again, full disclosure, it's all from individual donors and grantors. We don't accept fossil fuel money. We don't accept any other large corporate donors. Our climate solution, you can see specifically our focus on pricing, putting a price on carbon through a carbon fee and dividend type policy, and more information specifically about those bills in Congress, why we support it, what are the studies that we have to back up our decision, why that's such an important focus. You can also see specifically how to get activated. So again, this is largely from the general public standpoint, not necessarily somebody that's already participating in CCL like you are. So this is a great resource, especially for friends or family that haven't yet plugged in. But for you, CCL community probably isn't going to be the first stop shop for a lot of what you're looking for outside of perhaps general laser talks or our blogs. Those are still mainly housed on the ccl.org website. And I'll just put a little shout out to this search or spyglass icon on any of our pages. We've really tried to optimize our search process. And if you're having a hard time finding anything, that's really one of the first places that we recommend going on CCL community. In just a little bit, I'll highlight where you can actually even find out more about how to refine your search. And what we'll also do is just jump right into the deeper dive with CCL community itself. So I've got 10 items. What I'm going to review is hopefully a minute or two on each. And then as we have more time, you are more than welcome to just let me know what I didn't spend enough time on. But just for the sake of everyone and not wanting to bore anyone, I obviously want to just give a little tantalizing appetizer of each of these areas, and then you can explore on your own. So let's start with logging in. There is no separate registration for joining CCL community. That's the first and foremost thing to help remember. As soon as you join CCL, you are automatically given a CCL community account. It's with the same address that you enrolled with CCL when you joined. And in that first email that you're welcome to by our membership team, there's actually a section that specifically walks you through community, including your auto-assigned password. Now, if for any reason you can't find that email or it went to spam or it's hard to locate, what you can easily do is just click on this forgot password, just like you might find with your bank account or some other website that you have a login, and that will prompt you to have basically the opportunity to reset your password and design it to what you'd like it to be. So what Lucia is doing here is putting a link specifically to where you can click on that forgot password URL, but just know that that's something that we want to have available. And if you have any more questions specifically about that, we'll also put a link where you can find generally are getting help in just another minute. We're going to go over that in step number three. So once you're in, or even if you're not logged in, there's a homepage of CCL Community, and this is what we call our dashboard. Now, you'll know you're logged in if in the upper right-hand corner of that page, you actually see your name, and if you've updated your profile, which I'll review in just a little bit, you'll see your photo too. If you're not logged in, that's where you can also click to log in right there, and it'll prompt you to actually kind of access. A lot of people have questions, hey, what's available on CCL Community with or without a paywall, you know, password login? The great thing is CCL believes strongly in providing open access to the information that we use for our training materials. So anything on our resources and training pages is publicly accessible. You don't need a password or a profile to log in. If you've got an uncle that you want to share a specific training with or a resource that you want to share on your social media, you can click on any of those and they should be visible and not prompting people to actually log in. Now, however, if you have the desire to share people event information or forum posts or group pages, all of those are password protected because we want to make sure people's personally identifiable or private information remains that way. And since that's where all the discussions are happening, that's where all of our Zoom information is taking place, that's why we've made sure to create a little privacy screen and require logging in to access those areas of active engagement and discussion. So once you're on your dashboard, let me just walk through a couple of key areas. We call this top main nav bar, main navigation bar, where you can navigate and find a whole bunch of drop-down menus we'll go over to guide the rest of our discussion. We've got your tools pages. So if you want to access any of your major tools, including the action tracker, if you want to bookmark things, we can show you how to do that, where you can find a click away from locating anything later on. So it's just a one-click find later after you're using your frequently used materials. And you can also see your community groups listed here alphabetically by topic area. Then we want to highlight that these top two areas, these tiles on the top part of the dashboard above the fold, are constantly updated. One of them basically is updated every week to feature the most relevant news that CCL has to offer the world. And the other one is updated every month to let you know specifically about our upcoming speakers or our most recent monthly speaker. So obviously for June, we had the former chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, Neil Chatterjee, as our guest speaker. Given how big these names are, we want to make sure people have the access to seeing them if they didn't join us live. We also want to highlight we have a blue action bar. That's where you can take action every week. If you're looking for a specific thing to jump in, you only have 5 minutes. That's really where I curate every week a little shout out to specific places where you don't have to track a lot of information, but you can always just go to your dashboard and find one click of a button to get more activated and to take action on the key lever for that week. And then we also have our community bulletin, which specifically focuses on latest news, upcoming events, recommendations for even our more recent Citizens Climate Radio podcasts, you name it. You can subscribe to that individually or check back on your dashboard for the most recent news there. All right, number three. So we've already talked about logging in and also our dashboard, getting help. Well, Lucia is going to put a link in the chat where you can go to our help center. A couple of the things I want to frequently highlight here are frequently asked questions. If there's something that you're curious about after tonight, and a lot of what I've just spoken about or covering are listed here too, check out the FAQ page. You can also find it from any page on community by going to our footer. And if you've got a general question about, oh, you name it, how do I update my profile? How do I send and receive messages? We've got a walkthrough of each of these steps. Maybe you're helping somebody else in your group that's not as tech savvy as you are even. This is a really helpful way for you to get grounded in the basics with step-by-step processes and images to walk and explain you through. We also have specific sections if you're a group leader. So you won't see a whole section on group leader questions if you're not one, just for privacy's sake. But if you're a group leader, we have a whole rollout of additional FAQs for that area of responsibilities too. We also want to put a quick shout out here in getting help to a new ticketing system that our information technology team, our IT team, has rolled out, which is called our Supporter Help Center. So Lucia is putting a link to this in the chat too. It's simply the short link cclusa.org/help. And basically, if you have a question that isn't answered in the FAQs, if you have a bug report, like, hey, this page isn't working or loading for me on my iPad, or I just can't understand how to use this tool, this is a great place for you to get the support you need from our IT team, who are pros at helping you get more grounded and supported in the comfort that you need. So those are the big things I wanted to talk about with help. The last thing is it also includes the Help Center includes a reminder to our tours pages. So if anyone remembers back in the day when Microsoft Word had a really helpful little icon that was a paperclip named Clippy, who would walk you through different areas of learning Word, we have our own Clippy. We have CCL community tours that walk you through step-by-step guided modules to get to know different areas. So even after tonight, if this isn't enough, our Help Center has a wonderful walkthrough to tour you through your profile or to tour a new member in your chapter through using forums. So each of the tours you can use as many times as you want. You can exit out at any point by clicking end tour. And it's another helpful personalized way for you to get the support you're looking for and getting to know CCL community. All right, so number four, CCL's glossary of basic terminology. If you are like me, with any group that you may have joined, there is often a steep learning curve for figuring out what some people that have been around the organization for longer are talking about. And what we try to provide with this glossary page, and Lucille will put a link to this one in the chat too, just to help you find out where you can go, is getting you more familiar with the terms that CCLers use when discussing this organization and its activities. So we can have a bit of fun with it. I have a couple of them listed here in the chat. If anyone knows what an LTE or an MOC or an ask is, feel free to put what you think those definitions might be in the chat. Again, we use a lot of acronyms. We're trying to minimize the confusion around alphabet soup. And definitely know that if there's a term that you're bumping into that you're not sure about, definitely check out the glossary. And if it's not in there and you think it should be, please email me as well tonight, because after tonight, obviously we can definitely have a chance to continue to keep that updated. So Lisa wins the prize for MOC equaling Member of Congress. Good work, Lisa. We'll mail you your virtual ice cream after tonight. Sharon got it too. Great work. Keep the guesses coming. I'm going to roll through the rest of the slides so we can get to a full, hopefully 25 minutes of Q&A. Our new volunteer page, Lucia is also going to put a link to that in the chat. What I love about this page is it helps walk individuals that are new to CCL. And again, you can find this by clicking on the resources and training name on the top main nav bar. And then below there is the new volunteer page. It shows people from the get-go about CCL's cultural background. It tells you about our values. It talks about the five levers of political will and how we're organized and what we do. It helps you feel connected and take action immediately. It even gives you this great video that we like to call a reminder of who we are to really ground us in the organization's identity. So if you have other people in your life that are new to CCL, this is a one-stop page that is trying to entail a really easy onboard where you can find out more and immediately find ways to plug in. All right, so we're halfway through the top 10 of what I want to review. What I also would like to do is review another important area that offers you the chance to update and share more about yourself. So this is your profile page, and you can basically see in the upper right-hand corner of any of these pages, you can basically access it by clicking on your name, and then that little drop-down menu, you can click on View Your Name's Profile, right? And Lucia is also going to put a link in the chat where you can basically edit your About Me page. You'll see actual instructions on profile editing right there on that page. You can also fill out your profile information, help other volunteers learn about your background and update your CCL information so you can have a change of address, or maybe you're changing from graduating college to your first job and you got a new city. This is the place where you can also update that and make sure that your information is synced and concurrent with CCL, staying in touch and plugging you into your next local chapter. The big thing I do want to flag here, it comes up often with Q&A, is that with privacy, the general public and logged out users can't see your profile. So I'll stand by that. It's only available to CCL members who are logged in. And what you can also do is at any point change the default privacy options that you are comfortable with. So maybe you only want to have friends able to see more information about you. I'm going to put a link in the chat specifically where you can change the default privacy options for your profile so that it's only customized to being visible to who you like or are comfortable with. All right, so let's talk about another area that you can set up on your profile after you've edited it and, you know, updated your About Me or your phone or your social media profiles, you name it. It's this area called My Interests. And you might be a little bit curious about what your interests are, why they're important. Well, let's specifically talk about basically the interests that are available here in this checklist. You'll see a list of options that you can check, all of which represent various actions that we in CCL basically can use to help move our members of Congress up the climate champion scale. So by going here and checking a couple of these boxes, we don't recommend checking all of them, but indicating which ones you're most excited about, it'll help your group leader understand who in their chapter is interested in what different areas. And it also helps you tailor the information that shows up on your dashboard to align more with your personal interests. So Lucia is putting a link in the chat where you can edit and update your profile and those interests again. If you are a multitasker like me, and while you're listening tonight, or you're listening to this recording later, you'd like to update your profile and get that filled out, check it out. And again, we'd love to have everyone that's comfortable have information available, because basically in our member directory, if people are trying to organize around a certain topic, like for example, of late, I know that there was a campaign around getting veterinarians and their practice to engage on just having a common core focus and ask with their focus, or people that are interested in Rotary, you name it. The more people that we have filling out their profile, the more easy we are able to coordinate across our interests. All right, so let's go to number 7, and that's specifically your groups. So how to connect with your local chapter. So if you are like me, chances are you were involved in CCL from a local chapter engagement perspective, first and foremost. However, more and more of our volunteers are engaged without really being plugged in or knowing how to connect with their local chapter off the bat. And I saw even in the poll as we started tonight, that a lot of you were curious, hey, how do I actually plug in or get connected to my local team or be more effectively engaged? So let's specifically walk through that. And again, for emerging group leaders, we'll stay on at the top of the hour and walk through how to use your team's page under leadership to also do outreach. But you'll connect with others by clicking on the connect button. And then here under the drop-down menu, you want to click on My Groups or CCL Chapters. If you click on My Groups, basically, it's the same list that you have as you start on your dashboard page. You can click and see those here. Here's just a couple of random ones alphabetically organized. But you can also then see this is Tamara's view for her groups. Under your groups page, you'll see a whole list this way, and you can click on the hot link of the name of any of these to immediately be taken to your local chapter. So let's say I'm part of the Portland, Oregon chapter. I clicked on that link from there. Either from my dashboard or my groups page. And here's the landing homepage, right? So you can see basically we've got an About Us and more info section. That's the main focus. That's the description behind how your chapter meets. You will, no matter what, have the contact information on how to email your chapter. You may have more information, you may not. On the left is a whole bunch of other left side nav bars where you can engage in forums. You can look up other members in your team. You can basically figure out if people have shared files or photos. And if you're a group leader, you can also use your group to email out an invite or a newsletter to your whole crew. On the right-hand side, you can see upcoming events and recent group discussion. So from this, I just like to put a quick word out. Obviously, our teams, our chapters, have a whole bunch of different focuses, right? So this chart, this diagram shows our 5 levels of political will, and how a chapter is actively working, if they're up and running and have a lot of volunteers plugged in, to coordinate their work across group development, where they're hosting monthly meetings or training, their grassroots teams, where they're doing tabling and outreach events and presentations, their media team, generating a lot of media coverage, whether it's online or traditional print media, a grass tops team focusing on gaining more endorsements and building connections with grass tops leaders. We'll find out more about that next Tuesday. And our lobby team. All of this ultimately is influencing and shaping the perspective of climate being a top tier issue for your member of Congress, right? So that's really the whole hope in plugging into your chapter, is getting connected to your team's work in what you're most interested in with your local group. Again, if you have any questions after tonight's review, I'm more than happy to stay on and field questions you might be curious about. Your chapter is also fielding, chances are, a monthly meeting. So we used to have it where before pandemic times, people would gather together locally and tune in on Zoom. Yes, we were early adopters for Zoom, to a national speaker and learn and tune in about a specific aspect of global warming, science, politics, or policy. And then local chapters would celebrate, practice, and act. So they'd take action coordinated across country. They'd practice a communications activity and they'd celebrate ongoing wins. You know, what have we done locally so far since our last meeting? What are we up to nationally that we can point to as signs of progress? So if you haven't plugged in yet, one thing that we do every month to really coordinate those four areas of focus to learn, to connect, to take action, and celebrate or practice is focusing on our monthly action sheet. And Lucia is going to put a link to that in the chat. Even if you're not connected to a local chapter, this is an available resource for you. As a soloist, or as an individual, you can check out what we're doing across chapters every month. And that is a great way for me to also highlight resources. We'll get to that in just a little bit, but I did want to plug that this is a wonderful way for groups to stay in touch and engage, whether you're with an engaged chapter, whether you're just getting started with your local team, whether you just want to do things on your own as a soloist, but still in sync with your larger CCL family. The other thing that I'd like to highlight with teams is our action teams. And again, after this, we just have a couple more slides left. So this is number 8 out of 10. If you go to Connect, and then from there, click on Action Teams, you'll see a view of all of our action team directory. And from there, let's just pick one of them and kind of look what they look like. I'll click on the Climate and Environmental Justice Action Team, or the active group that's doing important work engaging CCL volunteers who care about climate and environmental justice issues. You can see here, the homepage looks really similar to a chapter. We use the same design and technology, but what's different about action teams is that, you know, maybe you're coming to CCL with a wealth of background from a particular area, and you're not as interested in plugging in locally, but you're really passionate about a key area like agriculture or environmental justice, you name it. You can then be a part of an action team and still have that same group effect of working in a team on a specific area or intersection that matters to you, with still that tie into climate change and citizens' climate lobby. So check out those action teams. If you haven't yet plugged into one, I recommend at least joining one, seeing what they're up to. You can jump right into the forums and introduce yourself or ask questions, read through what other people have been talking about and see their most recent upcoming meeting. All right, so two last things and then we'll go to Q&A. We're right on track for about 25 minutes of discussion here, is our site-wide forums. So chances are maybe some of you have already used them to introduce yourself. A lot of you have already been in our certificate program forum for the summer and introduced yourself and reflected on some of the trainings there. If you haven't yet heard about our forums or you're not quite sure how to use them, let's just give one example here. This is the working with the media topic or category. To add a topic to join the discussion, you're going to click on the very top and there's a little add topic blue button. From there, you're going to have a chance to enter the subject, enter your body of that post for your forum, and then click the blue post button. Now you can see a whole bunch of other rich text editor fields if you wanted to add a video or a link or bold, you name it. All of those are available. You can also drag an attachment by kind of clicking and dragging it onto the post, and it'll add it there as an attachment. But that's really a quick 1-2 on how to post or reply to a topic. And the other thing I'd like to just highlight with forums is that you can also subscribe to them. Now, you're auto-subscribed to any forum post that you yourself initiate, just so that you can track or find out if other people reply to you. But if you also just want to track topics that you aren't necessarily posting in, but just want to stay current in, this same little green button is next to that add topic, and that will allow you the choice to choose between a daily, a weekly, or an instant subscription. So if you want to be notified right when it happens or in a daily or weekly digest, click on that subscribe button with the drop-down menu and you'll be subscribed to that category. All right, so last and not least is our resources and training topics. So again, if we go to the homepage and then click on resources and training, you'll see that all of these two sections are drop-downs for those areas. So let's talk about each briefly. If you want to see all training topics or all resources, you just click on that top first link for all resources or all training topics, rather. I just clicked on that and you'll see a link where you can see basically all of our trainings. They're provided in a variety of formats, whether you want a read guide, which is just text that you can scan or search through, We have video webinars like this one that we host, or audio podcasts. Maybe you like getting trained up when you're going for your jog or you're cooking dinner. You name it. A lot of these contents you can access and consume any way that you learn best. And you can basically also see links to our most recent training or upcoming training right from that top link. You can also browse by category. So let's just say you're only looking to get upskilled in media. Well, we've got a whole host of trainings just on improving your media game, right? So click on that and find out more based on those topic areas that most interest you. And again, if you click on that upcoming training, you can get a reminder of where you can see our upcoming schedule from the events page. You can also get instructions on how to join Zoom if you have any questions. I'm guessing most people here don't, since you're here with me. And you can also subscribe to any of our training channels on YouTube, on iTunes, our weekly text or email alerts. All of that's available from that training topics. So let's just show you one of those topic pages. This happens to be the Getting Started with a Volunteer one. This is on the left-hand side of our training topics nav. You can toggle between that view too. And then once you're there, you can specifically click on, let's just say, here's the one that we're doing tonight, engaging the CCL community. So I would click start training. And then basically from there, it would get us through a read, watch, or listen view tab. So that's a really helpful shout out, especially for example, our students on the line. If you have any questions about how to get engaged with internships, you can find a specific training on how you can find out about getting plugged in on that. If you have a specific question on how do you understand more about the details behind a policy that we support, you name it. There's so many trainings and resources that are available for you, and you can easily get there and also see some of our interactive trainings where you can basically scroll through and have a lot more interactive setup and really have even some of these scenarios where you're role-playing with a member of Congress and they're responding, and then you click the right response or what you might say and have an interactive dialogue, almost like a choose your own adventure book. And then please share this with anyone in your group. If you're curious about how to also get the word out, we'd love to also help highlight what this training's focused on and help onboard other people. And Lucia is also gonna put a link. We have a wonderful feature where you can log your own trainings at the end of each training, whether it's online or whether you wanna automatically have it happen tonight because you attended live. If you click the link that you just see in the chat that Lucia posted, basically you'll have the chance now to get credit for tonight's training as long as you click the link and are signed in on your browser to your CCL community account. It's automatically gonna give you credit. So kind of a cool little feature. You can also do it through the action tracker by going to the action tracker, selecting chapter and volunteer development, and then from there, the training option and typing in whatever training you might want to get credit for, and then clicking on select to get that credit. All right, so if you have any questions after tonight, obviously we've already reviewed our forums. We've already reviewed our core volunteer training page overall, and Tamara's email is provided here, but you're more than welcome to add mine in place of her since she's not here joining us live. Please email me any ongoing feedback. We'd absolutely love to continue to have your involvement, and we hope obviously tonight's training you found useful and empowering. And again, thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration.
Like what you hear? Recommend us to your friends and make sure to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us show up on other listeners' feeds. Feel free to pass on any suggestions for future episodes in the comments as well.
And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.